There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
All right, 7 and a half the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And importantly, you are here. So Jennifer and Kenny and I are focused on George Bush. No, we aren't. I have actually my George Bush socks on. That's probably why I'm thinking
about
it.
You have George Bush socks?
I have George Bush socks.
I want those. I don't want them now that your stinky feet have been in them.
Well, I can
but
wash them.
But I want George Bush socks.
I can wash them.
Do they have his picture on them?
No, they just have his signature. They're, let's see, what colors are they? They're blue, orange, green, and yellow. Very, very clever and very colorful and perfect Florida color.
Every color in the crayon box.
I am, pretty much. I'm in the studios of John Cremins and Agos Dancura in Tampa this morning. It is 77 degrees and humid, and Charlotte doesn't like it. Other than that, I can't give you much of a report. I can tell you, though, as long as I'm in Florida, the focus on Jeb Bush is rather fevered or fervent, Kenny. Which word did you... it's fervent or, fevered?
I think in this case it might be both.
Yeah, it might be.
So, Jeb, he's a Hispanic voter?
Well, apparently...
¿Dónde está el Jeb?
He speaks fluent Spanish.
He really does, in a nice tone, by the way.
His wife is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years, he lived in Venezuela when he was in his 20s.
Fernando?
Fernando Venezuela, yes, right. Venezuela. Did I say Valenzuela? Well, you know what I mean. So he's very culturally immersed. He was born in Texas, former governor of Florida, large Hispanic populations in those two. So no doubt he would get much of the Spanish vote.
Right.
But
he's that's what conservatives don't like about him is immigration because he's kind of soft on it.
Exactly. It appears Mr. Bush may have become a bit carried away. He listed himself as an Hispanic on a 2009 voter registration application in Miami-Dade County. Apparently, the spokespeople for Mr. Bush have no explanation for this. He went on Twitter, however, to say, oops.
Hashtag oopsie.
Oops.
Those Florida ballots are really tricky, though.
Don't think I fooled anyone, he said. And then his son, Jeb Jr., said, come on, Dad. Think you checked the wrong box?
Is Jeb Jr. The really hot one?
No, that's George. George, his son George is the hot one.
Oh, okay.
And the one
I'm
who
glad
is,
you knew. Look at you.
he looks like the son, George, looks like his mother. And it was around during most of the campaigning that was done for his uncle. He was around wooing the Spanish, the young Spanish population, the young Spanish female population, I might say.
Just say aye, aye, aye to that one.
Carolina Lopez is the deputy supervisor of elections for Miami-Dade. She said voters have to submit hard copies of applications with a signature before receiving a voter information card that confirms their address and their polling location. According to the election department, the application requires a signature because the voter is swearing or affirming an oath. So yesterday's New York Times got a copy of the application.
He's a lawyer.
And
he shouldn't be able to vote.
No, right, exactly. He's disqualified from being president. Anyway, it shows his driver's license, his Social Security number, but they were all covered up anyway. So what does this mean? It doesn't really mean much of anything except he goofed. I don't know. Do we make a big deal out of this? What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email
well,
to Doug.
How would it benefit him if he purposely,
to do this?
If he purposely said, I'm a Hispanic voter? Or was it just an accidental Bush box check?
I don't get that this.
Because you still get the same ballot no matter what.
Okay. Does this come under the same scrutiny as Elizabeth Warren, who is not my favorite senator?
Check the witch box.
Well...
Caucasian,
Well, in addition to checking the witch box, she also checked the Native American box.
Oh, yeah, she's, yes.
Remember, she was accused of misrepresenting herself as an Indian.
Now, I get what, okay, I can understand that, because you get benefits and stuff if you're an Indian. I mean,
well, but still, it's not the truth, really.
I know, but every Hispanic, you know, it's like everybody has to work the same. If you're a Native American, you get grants and stuff.
So there's Ted Cruz also, who's been explaining that he's eligible to run, even though he was born in Canada, because his mother is an American.
Right.
Democrats obviously quick to criticize Mr. Bush for the era. As a matter of fact, Alberto Morales, who is the, I'm surprised to hear that he's the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic outreach worker.
Yeah.
That is for the, Alberto says that Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos. What about Hispanics? Because Latinos, this guy's out of step because he doesn't know there's a difference between Latinos and Hispanics. Even I know that, and I'm as white as they come. Not as white as Jennifer, but pretty close.
Hey.
So how about that? If Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos, and the Democrat Party in Florida says he's committed a felony. Send him to jail.
What are the charges, Your Honor? Impersonating a Hispanic.
This could be a very entertaining campaign season coming up.
Gosh.
Yeah. It's kind
I
of
mean,
sad.
Look, I'm no, I, Jeb Bush is not my favorite. I don't know why, because I really seriously do, and I know you hate this. Well, you don't hate it, but you don't like
it.
I love George W. I don't know why Jeb doesn't do it for me. It just.
I got his father's
sock. It's not like, I'm saying, it's not that I have a Bush block that the reason I don't like Jeb.
That's something you wear in the sun in Florida, a Bush block. Or Texas, even, perhaps. Yeah. All right. Well, I'd rather be a bush blocker than a bush whacker. And I think that is going to end this conversation. Unless you have something to say. 888. And who's got anything? What else is there to say, actually, about this? In reality, there's nothing else to say. Unless you have something else.
About the pool of candidates swimming out
right.
there.
All right. 888 in a sea of sharks. 888-302-3684. Remember now, remember this above all other considerations when it comes to politicking this time around. Chances are Jeb Bush will carry the day. It's too early to tell. No. But if he does, and Mrs. Clinton carries the day, you will have the phoniest campaign you could ever possibly contrive. Like
the good
you're
gonna, thing is,
what?
Oh, sorry, I'm so interrupted. But the good thing is, if both the Bush and the Clinton get back on there, you can't hear that. Well, we don't need another Bush, because then they're going to say, well, we don't need another Clinton. That's what's going
to
happen.
It would be very interesting, to say the least. 14 after the hour.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
I fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Forester chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Still immature.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, PJ to Chambers. Damn! Oh, boy.
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses.
He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
So for the equal opportunity folks who are upset with me because they just spent how much time? What, 6 minutes talking about Jeb Bush? Do we spend that much time talking about him?
Yeah,
6 minutes?
I liked it.
All right. So we'll spend a couple of minutes on Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Now, do we need a fanfare? Have we got some sort of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Tell her what she's won, Dougie.
She's won a trip to the White House. She's expected. I know this is going to be big news. Stop the presses. Hold the phone. Make no moves until you check with your mother and father. Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her presidential campaign
4 years ago.
Her initial focus will apparently be on intimate events.
I bet.
Rather than the big speeches to big rallies. It'll be like one-on-one or one-on-two.
What you gotta do is you gotta be intimate. I wish I could do a Bill Clinton. Man, I could do a Bill Clinton.
You don't have to do a Bill Clinton.
I wish, but you know, he likes the intimate things.
Right, he does, so, as a matter of fact. All right, so that's the big story from the other side. For those of you who are upset with me because...
Well, I'm going to other side your other side.
Oh, are you? Really? Why? Where are we going now?
Rand Paul's
going
to announce his
Rand
White
Paul.
House run today.
Now, he might get my vote, actually. Is it going to bother anybody if I tell you that I like Rand Paul? I've told you that before, anyway.
A lot of people like Rand Paul.
The millennials love him.
I like Rand Paul, except I don't like his foreign policy.
That's well, but you see, the interesting thing is the younger crowd doesn't pay much attention to foreign policy. The younger crowd pays attention to two things. One of them is fiscal responsibility, and the other one is stay out of my bedroom. That's pretty much it for the millennials. You can summarize the millennials that way.
And drugs.
And you're, well, I don't know about, you think?
Legalizing marijuana, yes.
Oh, well, legalizing, yeah. I don't know if they're overusing it, yeah. But I think that those would be very important, very significant, and more focused approaches by the candidates if they've got a clue as to who's going to actually be out voting. 21 after on Good Day.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time for a review. A review of the top five songs from this week in 1980 for your listening and dancing pleasure. So we'd like to do this about once a week. We'll pick a year and do the top five songs from that week, or this week as it turns out. 1980 is the year. Number five during the first week of April in 1980 belonged to Kool and the Gang. Too Hot.
It's cool stuff.
It is. No, it's hot, Richie. It's hot. It's Kool and the Gang.
That funky jazz.
High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. How those years go by.
I always thought it was very smooth. I've always liked him.
Yeah.
And how he presented himself.
They're a smooth band, man.
Yeah, they are.
I remember.
Listen to this. Yeah, you're right. That's a good word for him. Smooth. Okay, so this is number five. This is a sort of a contrast. From Kool and the Gang at five, we go to Queen in the number four position. I like this song as well.
This is a tribute to Elvis.
Yeah. Great pop music. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Crank it up, Richie. Number three, Debbie Harry and her group Blondie. Call Me was number three during this week in 1980. This is a good crank-up song, too, Richie. Crank it up. Good week for pop music.
Yeah.
Number two. Spinners from Philadelphia.
Love it.
Working my way back to you. This is worth a minute or so of our time, Richie. Number two in the top five this week in 1980. The sound of the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers who worked together on the Spinners in Philly. Story of a dumb guy.
Music was just
So simple.
It was
straightforward.
No, it wasn't. I mean, happy. listen to all the fills with just the little violin fills there. Just everything.
Working my way back to you, babe. The story is a great story. Listen, there you go. But you can't sit still when you listen to stuff like that. And so it makes you happy, even though if you listen to the lyric line, you... It's a positive, hopeful song. I want to work my way back to you. Admit that I was a Jerkleburger, screwed up, and so please take me back. Number one belonged to Pink Floyd. The Brick in the Wall Part 2, number one. And this was Night to Me. I was never a big fan of Pink Floyd.
They're a crazy band. They hated each other.
They did?
They couldn't stand each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of craziness went on with them. But they
didn't even have nobody was married to Yoko Ono.
Right. But they put out some genius stuff, man.
Yeah, this is good. All right, so to recap one more time. Number five this week, Kool and the Gang and Too Hot. Number four, Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Number three was Blondie's Call Me. Number two, The Spinners, Working My Way Back to You. My favorite of all of them. Actually, I like them all. I think I like The Spinners best of all of the top five tunes from this week in 1980. And Pink Floyd here. Another brick in the wall. It's the top five songs in review from this week in 1980, as we do from time to time on the Good Day program. Over the next half hour, a review of our daily poll and some of the things that are important for you to consider information-wise at DougStephan.com. Hi, 28 after on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you on a good day. Baby, that's you on a good day. Except the result is just a feel away. But baby, I'm sticking with you anyway. You're mad.
No messing here. 33 after the hour. It's the 27 before the new hour. And the Good Day program helping you start your day with what's going on in the world, the news, the conversation, the opinions. Jennifer Horn has an opine or two here and there. So does Kenny, monitoring social media. Actually, you know what? We haven't checked in because I thought not about it. That's a way of talking like Yoda. I do that because he's my hero. I thought not about it while you were gone, Kenny. So having said that, before we get to Edward Snowden and his interview, what sort of things have we got flopping around that we haven't gotten to that people would be interested in knowing about in terms of comment? Because that's really kind of what we're here for, have people understand what's going on, at least from our point of view, and then what's your deal? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or to Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have cooking there?
A couple comments about the top 10 list of the top 10 talk radio topics for the week. Yvonne said the ones that were most important to her were the Religious Freedom Act controversy and the Iran nukes. She says those who cannot treat others as equal will have no peace.
It's interesting how the religious controversy thing, there's an email, well, not an email, can you see if you can find a Facebook page posting from a fellow who was very, very angry at me and said that Steve Wiseman, the lawyer who interpreted that law, was a liar. And as I read through it, I was having breakfast yesterday at some restaurant, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm wondering to myself, and I've said this on the air too, these sorts of things, how in the world is somebody so invested in this one way or the other, even though I get the controversy, I get the different interpretations and stuff, but how does somebody get so angry? I think his name was Boyer. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Gordon Boyer.
Yeah. You can read some of that. He is so angry. He calls, well, you guys read some of it and see what all of you think.
There has been lots of misinformation about this law. The attorney you had on was a liar. The law had nothing to do with refusing service to anyone. That is already covered by the Public Accommodations Act. That already makes it illegal to discriminate. This is about having someone personally participate in your activity, even if they don't agree with it. A person that makes videos does not have to sell his services to a nudist wedding or a KKK birthday party.
And he's kind of, I mean, the way I've understood it, and I've gone through it last week, the fine line is this. If you are asked to bake, everybody likes to use the cake baking. If you're asked to bake a cake, then you don't have to, by just saying, I don't want to bake a cake for you, is still illegal. If I don't want to bake a cake and deliver it and set it up at your gay wedding because it disagrees with me or whatever I believe in, then that's where that protects you. Or better yet, if someone wants you to, you know, if you're a Muslim guy and you have to have facial hair and your job wants you to be clean shaven, you can say, look, I have to have facial hair for religious reasons. That's kind of, it's a very fine line. It is, and it's been open to really bad interpretation because people are into this team sport of, you know, black and white, gay and religious groups, you know, all these things.
You have a really bad Middle Eastern accent.
Yeah. Huh?
Somebody else want to try it. When you said, I have to, Richie, you can do a better job. I have to have a beard to buy.
I wasn't doing a Muslim accent.
I know you weren't. That's why I said you have a bad one.
That was mean.
It was mean?
Oh. That's mean.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Meany, 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 meany. Okay. Anyway, the thing that, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, so I'm going to move on, but I just think Wiseman is one of the best lawyers, the smartest guys that I have ever come across when it comes to the law. There's not much that gets by him. And whatever that man heard, I don't remember, Frank. I have to go back and listen to the recording of it. Even if he was wrong, why do you say, why are you so angry about this? That guy's a liar. He's not. There's no reason for him to not tell the truth.
Sometimes he people are just wrong, or have, maybe you just
but you didn't hear. I mean, right. I find it hard to believe. Anyway, I think I made my point. What else can you get there, Kenny?
Let's see. He had a little bit more to say. I'm trying to get past.
Yes, he did. He had a lot to say.
Rob says,
you know what, buddy? Yeah, but hold on for a second. The other side of that is, I am very pleased when somebody feels strongly enough about something, even though I was critical of him calling Wiseman a liar. The fact that he took the time and he feels passionate about it is very important, and the fact that he would take the time to express himself to the rest of us who would read what he has to say. Certainly he's trying to convince us that his point is right, but it takes time to do that as thoughtfully as he did, and so for that I am thankful, sir. Thank you. All right, what else, Kenny?
Rob says, I wish people could get as fired up about ISIS as they are about Indiana.
You know, that's amen to that.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Right. We have done nothing. We sit like a bunch of squatting fools while these guys run all over the place, and it keeps going on and on and on. And it just, you know, I made reference, if you weren't listening the last half hour, to how horrible the infrastructure is getting in our country and how we're just not keeping up with it. We have so many problems that we are not dealing with, and yet these people just keep coming back with more programs, more ideas, more let's do this, let's change that. Why the hell don't you fix what's wrong instead of spending more money on things that aren't going to be easily fixed or that don't need to be fixed in terms of priorities over and above what there is now? And this thing with ISIS is just the fact that these girls want to go over there.
I do not understand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. People do not treat it right.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, keep going, please. Thanks.
A bunch of comments about that Monsanto story that we had last week, mm-hmm. where the lobbyist said that the Roundup was safe to drink, but I'm not going to drink any because I'm not stupid.
It's just the case.
Right. Yeah, that's our Monsanto story of the week.
What did you say
about that?
Yeah. I'm thinking he's looking for a job this week.
Mm-hmm. Ryan says nuclear power plants are absolutely safe too, but I wouldn't live there. Sleep and eat whatever you want.
Sleep where you want, eat what you want, but don't do it in my neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. The people, the other side of this is people have jobs. people are told this is what you have to say in order to keep that job. And if you don't say it, then go work somewhere else, which is completely up to the company to do what it feels is right. But when it comes down to the risks of some of these things that come, especially out of Monsanto, there's not a lot of debate about the science here. Not much at all. All right, Kenny, what else have you got that's good?
Alice said, we had a little kid who got into the Roundup. We had to pump his stomach, give him activated charcoal, and admit him to the hospital. Safe to drink? I think not. Call your local poison control if you want to see for yourself.
Yeah, and so to say that, it just underscores how these people think they can say almost anything and get away with it because they're so powerful.
Well, what he was basing his comment on was several people apparently have tried to commit suicide by drinking it, and it didn't kill them.
No.
So he turns that into, it's safe to drink.
Right. There you go.
Good job,
That's
Charlie.
An interpretation, yeah. Give that to the guy who just wrote the note about Wiseman. Okay, what else have you got, Ken? There's a lot of interesting things here. Go ahead. I don't want to miss out.
Joseph says, Monsanto Corporation is the same company that brought us Agent Orange. Don't trust them.
They've brought us a lot of things that we've used in war. How much is there a crossover, I guess, is the question. And that will leave to your imagination. Because I don't have, normally, in circumstances like this, I might stretch the truth a little bit. I don't have to with Monsanto, number one. Number two, I don't want to be accused of going beyond just because I don't like them going beyond what is the truth. The truth is they are very dangerous. Their products, some of their products, are extraordinarily beneficial to farmers here and elsewhere around the world. But the fact that they are so controlling and they're so interested in being in control, I suppose that's a part of corporations. That's really, they don't report to you. They don't report to me unless you're a stockholder, Monsanto. They don't report to anybody. Their job is to make more money and to do it within the boundaries of the law. There's a certain amount of stretching going on there, I think. And so you make up your own mind. I just choose, make the decision. You people all make your own decision whether you want to eat GMO food. I choose not to. And I don't want anything to do with Monsanto under any circumstances. I've been a farmer all my life. I've seen what the stuff does. I'm not interested, but everybody's got a choice. A lot of farmers swear by their stuff because what they do allows them to produce more. And not necessarily at a great deal more expense. And so I understand that thinking, Frank. It just doesn't happen to be mine. Kenny, what else? Boy, there's a lot of material here.
One more on Monsanto. Thomas says that lobbyist was quite a spokesman. His refusal is the best statement possible regarding the safety of Roundup and Monsanto.
Yeah, no, doesn't need a comment. What other areas have you got working there? Anything that's hot and juicy?
Yes, some new comments about the Rolling Stone magazine and their retraction of the rape story.
Yeah. What did this, for those of you who don't know, in terms of background, about, what was it, last October? It was a fall sometime that young woman who had accused the fraternity of raping her. And I've said, in general, there's way too much of this stuff going on in this country. There's way, way, way too many of these fraternities and other... It isn't even just on college campuses. The fact that women are abused the way they are in the name of somebody having a good time or because they can or any number of things that you can play into...
Gives everybody the ability to blame every man for everything.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is there are too many men who are doing this, Richie. It's not acceptable to have anybody...
But it's assumed everybody's guilty.
Well, in this case, the Rolling Stone thing was a complete misjustice. Is that the right word? Injustice is a better word. A miscarriage of justice. A miscarriage of injustice. Whatever.
It was bad.
It was really bad. And Rolling Stone looks really bad because they didn't... there are occasions when the Rolling Stone has done over the years fairly interesting, penetrating interviews. I don't really know. You know what? I have never really understood what the real mission is
of
Rolling Stone magazine.
I don't either. Well, I started getting it.
It's culture.
I started getting it for free, and I never ordered it, but it just started kind of showing up at my house, and it's weird. I mean, there's a lot of cuss, it's a lot of sexual stuff.
Yeah.
But they try to do newsy stuff as well. I don't know. I think it's for men. I don't get it.
Well, it may or may it may be for men.
It's
but
not
it's
for musicians anymore. I'll tell you that.
No, it isn't. That's the point. That thank you, Rich. You just made the point.
Right. So what's your purpose?
A music magazine. Now it's
They're
not.
They're trying
it's
to do culture pieces. Junk. You know, to try and report on culture.
So is that enough background for you to do what the comment is, Kenny? This lady accused this fellow of these people of raping her. They didn't. She doesn't. They didn't do the background story, so they didn't get anybody on the other side. Now it's really looking like this woman made the whole thing up. So I think that's where it is.
We saw this with the Duke University lacrosse team too.
Yeah. So what's the comment, Ken?
Lou says the responsible editor at Rolling Stone needs to step down if they want to start down the road of repairing the magazine's reputation. The story, the expression of concern, the review, and now the upcoming retraction were all handled badly. Stuff like this does not take 3 to 4 months to figure out.
No, but and it also does take the sway off the real focus of the real problem, which are too many women are getting abused.
That's what UVA said this morning. Yeah. Is that this is the shame of it all?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty.
Is that the real problem will now be taken as seriously as it should be?
Right. All right, Kenny. We've done a good job. Anything else that you want to?
Boy, one more on the Rolling Stone thing. Brian says. Remember when Woodward and Bernstein got grilled over and over by Ben Bradley over the Watergate story? Are you sure? Are you sure? I guess that question doesn't come up anymore.
Ben Bradley died. And with that, although there are a lot of people who are concerned about his political point of view, he really was a good newsman and was swayed a lot by his own feelings, but he got people to do the job the right way. So that was a good comment. There's a lot of good comments there. Thank you. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Desktop Connect will discover all the computers on your network, Windows or Mac, then give you access to their desktops to launch applications. $15. Desktop Connect. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now? Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me that at the end of my name there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward, and of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
Come on, I had
had a gun all day.
It's your shoes. And most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at SonsOfLibertyTeam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day, and it's time for Warren Eckstein in our segment here. Warren is the foremost pet expert in the United States. He has trained every celebrity's pet, from David Letterman to who else, Warren?
Lily Tomlin, Rodney Dangerfield, President Ford.
What did Rodney Dangerfield have?
It was a funny story. He had a little poodle that was peeing all over the house. the funniest line I ever heard from Rodney Dangerfield, and this is exactly what he said to me. Warren, talk about no respect. My dog closes his eyes before he humps my leg.
Typical Rodney.
It was such a classic Rodney Dangerfield. One of the nicest down-to-earth people I ever met in my life.
Oh, I miss him a lot. All right, so speaking of miss, those of you who have been along with us this morning or haven't heard, Doug's dog Charlotte passed away. We talked about this, Warren. Charlotte passed away in Florida, and he wanted to get her back up to the farm to have her cremated and then take care of her remains. What do you do if you are on a trip and your animal passes away? What are your options? And then secondly, when you have an animal cremated, and I did this with my dog Patch, how do you know it's your dog's? Because you hear stories of dogs being cremated in batches of six or seven or whatever, and then they just fill the box with ashes. You don't know whether it's yours. How do you know, and what do you do if you're on the road?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you're on the road, almost every state or almost every town or city has, you know, pet cemetery or crematoriums for pets. However, you're absolutely right. How do you know you're getting ashes of your pet back? When my guy Skyler passed away a few months ago, there are certain crematoriums that are actually certified where they will do one cremation at a time. I believe it costs a little bit more, but they clean out the crematorium after each cremation so you can rest assured that the ashes that you're getting are in fact from your dog or your cat or whatever type of pet you had.
All right, so Doug obviously was more attached to this animal than anything that walked the face of this earth. He seemed like, although very sad, at peace with it was her time to go. Grieving your animal, Molly lost her dog of 15 years a couple of years ago, and you just recently lost your dog. I lost mine a couple of years ago. What's the best way or the easiest way to go through a grieving process? It's not really easy, but how can you help get through it?
Well, everyone goes through grieving in a different way. You know, there's different stages of grieving. For example, some people need what we call distraction therapy. Their grieving is so intense, they actually go into a state of major depression. So in that case, when I have a friend of mine or a relative that loses a pet, I'll try to distract them a little bit just to get their mind off of it for short periods of time. That's number one. And number two is when you think about a dog passing away, generally we're kind of thinking about the last few days or the last few months or the last year that we had them. I often recommend to people, they go back and remember the good times they had with their pet. It'll make the transition sure. easier. And then I always tell people, listen, if there is a heaven, the first thing that's going to be there are animals. They don't lie, they don't cheat, they don't steal, they don't kill. So the bottom line is, I really honestly believe this, and I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, that if people lose a pet, if their pet moves on to that rainbow bridge, I absolutely believe that we will be reunited with them someday.
I got news for you. Animals kill. You're going to see my neighbor's cat who he lets run out and chase the squirrels all the time. So, but if, like, for example, Doug, the first thing that comes into my mind is, should we get Doug another dog? Because he loves having a companion. And would it be a good idea? Is it a good idea once you've lost a pet to replace them? And if not, how long should you wait?
You know, again, that's a great question, but it's really individualized. For some people, going out and getting a pet right away is the right thing to do. However, for other people, if they go out to a shelter or they purchase another pet, they make comparisons early on and actually form a little bit of a dislike with the new pet because it's not like the pet they remember. Mm-hmm. So it's an individual thing. With some people, what I recommend that they do is just be supportive. You know, there are groups out there. Every rescue, every humane society around the country has bereavement groups where people that are having difficulty getting over it can go. And when the time is right, no one can tell you when the time is right for that next pet. Let that person make, let Doug make that decision. Don't show up with a new puppy or a new whatever, but let Doug make that decision. When his grieving is at the point and he's ready to move on and share his love with a new pet, that time will come. But very often people try to force a new pet on someone when they lose one and the relationship isn't as good as it could be.
Great advice. All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with Doug, obviously, and thank you, Warren, for that great advice. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.